Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, and you are welcome to the Dopeness Interview Series, y'all, with the nothing but the dopeness in the world. Tonight we got a very special guest. Bro, you on the line?
Word, what up? Dopeness, what up?
Peace. Man, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, yo, what up? I go by the name of M.Dot, man, out of Sandusky, Ohio, up-and-coming artist, you know what I mean? I play the bass. I got my acoustic thing going on, man, but right now we here to talk about MXD2. It just came out last year, September 3rd, you know what I'm saying? And it was a big thing, you know what I mean? Just giving up that fire, you understand? Giving up that fire, that absolute fire every time, man, I'm here. What up, dopeness, holla at me.
Man, what we got here is a real dope MC. Like, y'all don't even understand. When y'all hear this man music, the album MXD Part 2, you will be believing.
Yes.
Before we really get into it, though, just want a little bit of background on you. You know, if you can reminisce back to when you actually got into the game, like, what propelled you to get into hip-hop in the first place?
Well, the thing that propelled me to get into this game as a young MC, man, was just always wanting to be the best, always feeling the need to compete, you know, and always wanting to be just the dopest MC to say the wittiest lines. You know, I remember coming up around the time when Big L had passed and they was running his campaign for the big picture. That was my first real initial introduction into some real lyricism, you know what I mean? And it came later with Eminem and, you know what I'm saying, just the primary people, Lil Wayne and everything like that, and just staying up on the current, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so as far as inspiration to who got you really energized about the culture, would you, you know, put some Eminem, some Big L, some Lil Wayne's out there, or did you have anybody personally, like in your circle, who may have inspired you?
Yeah, man, Jay Jules from 12 Gauge Records, he local out here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to 12 Gauge, everybody doing their thing. And Static Major, man, out of Louisville, Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? He played a influential role in my, you know what I'm saying, inspiration you know, and I got family out there in Kentucky. We were supposed to meet up before his accidental passing. RIP, the late, great Static Major. You dig? And, you know what I'm saying, just the OGs around my city, man. I really didn't have too much direct influence. You know what I'm saying? The people that I named, Jay Jules out of 12 Gauge Records, he here in town locally, and Static Major, man, it was just, you know, just coming after that creed and that you know what I'm saying, that throne, coming from that cloth of just being the one. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. So did you come up battling? Because I heard a lot of competitive nature and like your upbringing in the game. Were you like a battle rapper, or did you come
up
with a group or what?
I really just came up in the church, man. My mother was a big influence, and she was the secretary for the church. So I got a lot of you know, religious and spiritual background in, but I got my start in the church, as a matter of fact, you know, around like 8 years old. You know what I'm saying, man? Just doing it for your grandma, and then just you know what I'm saying, seeing how the spirit move in you, and just, you know what I'm saying, just being a vessel for something big to happen to you. You know what I mean? But just still just trying to keep your head in this game and stay on the righteous path, man. And you know what I mean? A lot of people talk it, but I'm actually, you know what I'm saying, walking that path. And I just, I'm saying, I'm very grateful for this opportunity to actually talk to the dopeness and let y'all know what it is, man, because it's been a long time coming, and it feel good to be here, brother. Let me tell you, first of all, I don't take none of this for granted, man. It's definitely a blessing, man, you know. But battling, it's just like, battling is still a part of everything that I do, you know what I'm saying? MCs could still get it, you know what I mean? But I did get my come up in the battle scene. It's not a game. It's really not a game, because a lot of people play with that aspect of it, you know what I mean? And everybody want to be fairy tale and hold hands and kumbaya, but I still want that top spot, you know what I'm saying? I'm still out here for the top contenders, for the Kendrick Lamars and the J. Cole's and everything like that, and the Pusha T's, the cats that stay on point and, you know what I mean, use their own pen, man. That's why I mentioned Static, because he wrote for a lot of these cats out here, and he ain't getting his just due, and they still shelving the album, you dig? So it's like, I always keep that competitive spirit, because I don't want to become, you know what I'm saying, a has-been or a lost foul to the game, man. I want to restore the realness in the game. You dig?
Wow. Yeah, man. I'm glad you gave all of that background, you know, in the church, you know, just like the people who inspired you, because it all shows in what we listen to today from your catalog, you know, with the soul music, you know, you hear in the background, you know, same music you might hear in the church or with the organ. You know what I'm saying? With the bass, guitar, all of that. As far as style-wise, when somebody listens to you, what do you think they'll pick up? You know, would it be like soul trap? You know, like what would they get, you believe? Because I don't want to put your music in a box by no means. But I just want a description.
You know what I mean? It might be early in the morning, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm just now getting my break. Let's keep it all the way 100. It's probably going to be early in the morning if you're not hearing it on the radio, man. And you're going to search for something new. It's going to be something new about it that you're going to want to hear. You're going to want to hear something new. So I'm up there with the new guys, even though I've been doing my thing for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a new thought that you get. And when you find this, the style is really going to say, the first word that's going to pop in your head is serious. You know what I mean? Fire. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to play with fire. You know what I mean? Like from the words, the cadence, you're going to get a little bit of Creole. You understand? You're going to get some Southern twang. You know what I'm saying? I got roots in Atlanta and You know what I'm saying? I got a big start in Atlanta. Just like Alabama. I was real big in Memphis, Tennessee, man, and that was around the time I was doing my thing with the church and everything. So I really, you know, back to the reference of the church and everything, like, you know what I'm saying, my first tour and everything was with them. So, you know, you're just gonna get a thug love passion type feel for the music, man, and it's really just gonna tap into your soul, and you will get that through the sampling, because I focus on my producers, okay? There's nothing more important than the beat, the producer. You have to have a connection with your producers. I know a lot of cats and a lot of artists out here, man, they making nice songs with these producers, but they have no idea who these producers is, and they don't reach out. So that's what I would want to tell an aspiring artist, is reach out to these producers, man. You out here setting fire to their tracks, man. I think they deserve a conversation and a phone call. So my style is going to come from my producers, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm paying attention to the beat, the bass. You know what I'm saying? If the keys is too high, if it's not. You know, and I'm reaching out to cats and weed. They sending over stem cells and everything like that. So it's by no means no type of rappy, just like, oh, you talking to a rapper, like, put on the beat. Like, nah, it's music itself. You know what I mean? You're going to get a feel of, you know what I'm saying, music.
You're a musician yourself.
Yeah, man. I love the bass.
You a part of the mixing process?
Yeah, definitely, man. I actually got a chance to work with Sam Carson, you know what I'm saying? Carlson, my bad. I kind of fucked up his last name, but Sam Smith Carlson, as a matter of fact, man. He's down with E-Mastered, and he worked on 1989 with Taylor Swift, and he actually mastered Heart of a Lion 4. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm real appreciative of that, man. Shout out to Smith, you know what I mean? Definitely.
That was an opportunity.
Word, man, it was a blessing and everything like that. And you know, I'm always looking for my engineers too, man, because it's like the sound has to be right for certain stuff. If you recording a mixtape, then that's what's up, but when it's album time, you gotta have your heavy hitters, man. Definitely.
Okay, so let's fast forward because right now, we are on MXD, the album, part two, right?
Word, part two.
So I want to get into this, and I want to reminisce. I want to go back in time to when you actually thought of the concept, was actually writing it, recording it, all of that, all of the emotions you was going through. First, though, we want to give the people a sample of the hit single that you got out right now on YouTube, the new video, Get Up. Go ahead and introduce Get Up. We're going to come right back and get into it.
Yo, yo, Wagwan, it's your boy M. Dot right here, and you're checking me out on the dopeness, and you're checking out my new video, Get Up, produced by Senor Deb Drugs, man, on that new MXD 2. Holla at me.
To the game, nigga, we move for the bad side. Money ain't a thing until it's time to get mad live. And them boys claiming they was real, just mad high. Think about it, these cold streets will turn you into a cold beast. We know peace, living in a house with no heat, nigga. No hot meals, only thing was cold beef, nigga. The rap, the road, just trying to eat when you eat. I ain't modest, I ain't going to college, the school of hard knocks. Time to get it popping, the fuck you mean? Society really left you no other option. Back against the wall, still screaming, fuck the cops, man. 30 grand large, still screaming, fuck the cops. But shots, no love for the ops, and that's the police. I do this for my OGs, you don't know me, nigga. BTE, and please believe you do, can't hold me, nigga. We're going in, rolling, everybody in here. Get up, rolling, 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 r vibe where I reside. Only I'm here in these streets, and I don't wanna live a lie. You ain't believing in me. Results coming over with time. Patience is key. I used to wanna live a lie. Women and chicken, chicken and digits. Always had it at my tips. Believe that I go get it, get it. We'll make you believe. And before I'm finished, I'ma ride like I know who's winning. We the difference, different other dimensions. Hope y'all with us, it's God given. It's plenty grace from God. Give us your hard niggas. Hey, y'all feeling the dreams of all killings. Y'all dealing with the mentally ill for real. Skills to deal with bills, I'm in the steel. Y'all cheering from the sidelines, I'm in the field. Used to be what I used to be. Seeing what I saw was raw. You know it's revolutionary. Bitches calling the law, and that's why we rolling.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
in here get
in
up.
In here get up.
All right, we here back on the Dopeness interview series. We over here talking to the homeboy straight out of Cleveland, straight out of Sandusky, Ohio.
M. Dot.
Met off. All right, so.
Dig M. Dot.
Man, Joe.
M. Dot.
M. Dot. So you pronounce it
yeah,
M.
Dot.
Is it's M D A A T H.
Yes, sir. So the thing with that was, you know what I'm saying, it's got Hebrew roots, you know what I'm saying? Das is you know what I'm saying, the narrow path of knowledge. M is a representation in Hebrew heritage of meaning water, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the water God, knowledge of the water, because knowledge is power. All power is with the Most High. So it's like the knowledge, the power of the water, you know what I'm saying? What water can do. You really can't live without the water. But when you say it fast, it's really M dot, like M D O T. You know what I'm saying? So when you pronounce it,
right.
You want to say it like M D O T. But for those in like that's of a higher conscious, really. No, you know what I'm saying, M-D-A-A-T-H and the meaning of that. So I just shared that with you. So now you know, brother, you know?
Yes, yes. Sure, he's putting me up on game and on knowledge over here. Every day we keep growing, we keep learning. So the new album, right, MXD,
mm-hmm.
right? This is part two.
Yep.
What's the concept behind it, bro?
The concept behind it, again, like I was making reference to earlier with my producers, I had, you know what I'm saying, ran into this really dope producer named Deb Drugs and everything, and you know what I mean? It was really just a combination of us coming together, so it's M. Dot times Deb Drugs, and you get MXD, you understand? So it's like M. Dot times Deb Drugs, you know what I'm saying, equals MXD. You know?
Right. So this is part two, though. So it's one that you all previously released?
Yeah. It was kind of like just a, you know what I'm saying? Something we wanted to give back to our city, man, because the music scene around here was real dry, man. And it's a lot of good talent. I'm not taking away from the city. It's a lot of good talent in the city. But the streets was real dry. We was in experimental mode, man, just recording every day. And, you know what I mean, just trying to get away from our old ladies and shit like that. And the music was like an escape route, you know what I mean? He was good at what he did, you know what I mean? I obviously brought something to the table, so we came together in a real way, and we experimented with the first MXD. A lot of people don't know about it because it was like a street release, So it's only a few people that got it, but it's definitely a real thing. There is a volume one that's floating out on the streets right now. And you heard a lot of those tracks like Get Up, like OGs, and, you know, it was a couple of other tracks in there. But, you know, only the Serious Fire stuff made it on the part two to be on the actual debut. A lot of songs did not make the cut, and it was like 30 tracks on MXD1, damn near.
All right, so
yeah.
So now part two though, we back. We reloaded.
Yeah. We reloaded.
So part two, bro.
What was the
environment like writing and recording part two? Were you all in the stool and just like collaborating with the production? Or did you have the tracks at the crib, you was knocking out the writing part of it and went into the stew and just knocked it out?
Oh no, man, it's only, again, like I say, it's about 30 tracks on the first MXD. So you know, for part two to get chopped down to 10, you know, we didn't take a lot of tracks with us, man. We probably took about a good three or four. I wanna say about a good 3.5, you know, and then everything else was and that was, again, that was OGs, it was OGs, Take Flight, and Remain. Yeah, it was just them three. And everything else was just on the spot, me coming through the studio, you know what I'm saying? Drugs just being there, being about what he always been about, and me just being that vessel to be like, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, you looking for a serious artist? Like, yo, okay, let me step it up, because you in here, you making these beats, you know what I'm saying? You got Drugs Junior next to you, he making fire. It's like, yo, I need to step it up to be the writer, the rapper, the singer, everything, you know what I'm saying? So part two was really more serious about songwriting and structure. And you could hear that when you know what I'm saying, when you listen to it.
Yo. All right, so we got some tracks here. What I want to do is I like to play a little game where I might yell out a title of one of the songs on part two. And if you could just fire back with like a sentence explanation, just so that we can connect the listener with the song, so that when they you know, go ahead and click play, they already know your interpretation of that before they even
press
the
word. Okay, let's do it.
All right. MLB.
Making moves like a boss, man. It was just coming of age, just letting the world know I'm not slipping no more. I'm not you know, I'm just going for broke. I'm not, there is no failing. There's no failing. There's only success. You know what I'm saying? Because we started from the bottom. We got it out the mud. So it's like, you obviously got to be going up if you're coming out the mud. So that's what making moves like a boss is just never falling. And you know what I'm saying? Letting them know that I am my own boss. You dig?
MLB. All right. Mexico.
Okay, Mexico was like, you know, it was like a borderline drug reference, but it was more so just taking the melody of the nursery rhyme and just and I believe I heard Future say it in the interview, and I never knew the song was already done before the interview came out, but I remember Future saying like those nursery rhymes, like just learning melody, you know what I'm saying? Just me being ahead of my time. That's all Mexico was really about. Me being ahead of my time and taking that, you know, I don't want to go to Mexico no more, 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 and just making it into, you know what I'm saying, a hit. And just, you know what I'm saying, showing that love to the homie Donnell Kane, man. Shout out to that boy Keys and the whole Moolah gang. You dig? Word, Mexico.
Take Flight,
was about... Now from Take Flight, man, that was the whole start of like MXD2, man. Take Flight was the first time I ever really did like a fast paced song like that, and to where it's like, you know, you had to be hitting like every line. There was no room for breaks, man. And Take Flight is just about, you know what I'm saying, getting that first flight, man, to where you know that this is real and you actually, you know what I'm saying, taking that jet out to L.A. or it might be to Atlanta to actually, you know what I'm saying, leave your hometown to go pursue something in more seriousness, man. So Take Flight is very near and dear to my heart, man. It's a, like a professional song.
All right, so this one right here, this Get Up. You have dope video too, where you're in a studio and you are just spitting. So was that the actual
word?
Perform?
Shout out to 550 Films too, man. Shout out to 550 Films. They shot the film out of Cleveland. What up?
So you were actually recording it right there?
Yeah. That was actually the process, man. I was actually writing the song in the video, and we just got off the phone. They was dead in Cleveland and said, "Yo, is you really trying to do this?" You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of, again, you mess with these young guys out here, and not to say that I'm too much younger than them, but these little cats, and it's like they not ready, yo. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, pull up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, fuck gas money. I pay for gas money. Like, just get here. We got to get this done because the people need to hear this. They need to feel this energy, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Get up in that video and the whole experience. It was just a moment in time, you know what I'm saying, in my career, to where it's like, yo, when you sit back and watch that video, you know, man, it's like, yo, this shit is serious. I hope you know what you're doing. I hope you know what you're doing, because it's getting serious, you know what I mean? It's getting hella serious. So, yeah, like, Get Up is just that one, man. You know what I mean? I think everybody should spin that.
Get up and go.
Yeah,
hey, man, it's been a huge pleasure chatting with you about the project. Y'all make sure y'all support good music, man. Support great music.
Real
hip hop. If you're a fan of that genre of music, of rap, I would highly suggest going to download that on Spotify. It's all around, you know, all digital platforms, MXD Part 2, Spotify. He has the new video, Get Up, right now on YouTube, so definitely check that out. We got about 60 more seconds. I'm gonna give you the floor to just yell out whatever you need to yell out, shout out whoever you need to shout out, give them your social media and how to pick up the album.
Hey, yo, this your boy M Dot, man. Listen, you want to go to Google and just type in MDAATH and connect with me on every platform, you dig? Shout out to BTE, Bloodthirsty Entertainment, Official Records, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that helped me get to this point, anybody that ever played an instrumental role, to the dopeness, for sure, man. And shout out Soul Central Magazine, you know what I mean? And we here, shout out Gretchen Ledine, you know what I mean? We got a little clothing line based out of Italy and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's still in the works and under wraps, but we definitely about to be bringing that to you. And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? The dopeness, man. Just the dopeness. Heart of Line 4 out right now. Go cop that, man. That's Of with a V, numerical 4. Man, I love y'all, man. I love y'all for spending y'all time. I appreciate it. The dopeness, man. Y'all got to check the dopeness. Word.
Man, hats off to you, brother. Man, like I said, greatness in the making. Hey, bro, I appreciate you taking our time to share the story with us, man. If y'all are listening to the interview right now, it means that you have mad access to all of the links, right?
Because
it's on the press release. It's going to be on all of the blogs. If you're listening to it on a blog in the future from right now, click one of them links, man. Follow this man.
Hey,
ask this man. Download that music.
Yo, the Prince is coming out 9th, man, on Biggie birth death date, you know what I'm saying, was you know what I'm saying, life celebration. But, yeah, man, we coming at y'all again March 9th, the Prince. What? All
right, bro, we got to get out of here. Until the next time, the Dopeness Interview Series, we out, man.
All right, peace. Stay dope, B. Peace.
Yes, sir.